Good morning and welcome to Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM. I'm here until the hour of I want to say 11, but I'll be lying at from 10. The NAMCO bail application continues, and we are with the ACC chief investigator. Yesterday were the whole day, basically. I think I don't even think they finished. They were there talking about it was the examination in chief of the chief investigator coming out of the ACC, and that's Mr. Inambawa. And who is the one that took the stand, and they spent the whole of yesterday, and and these things take long, you know. I spent the whole day listening to the examination in chief. This is a fancy way of saying Mr. Inambawa was brought by the prosecution, and aka it was the prosecution that was asking him, is it true that you are the chief investigator in this case? Is it true that, I mean, the whole, you know, this whole procedural thing that we use in our legal, institutions is very fascinating to see. It's like it doesn't have, common sense at all. Is it true? He knows it's the truth. He brought him there because he knows he's the chief investigator. But he just decided, you know what? Is it true you are the chief investigator in this case? Yes, my lord. Can you please tell us when you joined? And then he went down the history of his dear lord. So, what led you to start investigating this case? Well, make I explain. It all started with an anonymous tip. I was like, snitch. I think, the fact that he explained that, he was assigned to the case. He has a boss, remember? That guy called Paul Snow. Now, he was assigned to the case, was just told, he's been doing this, I think, since the early 2000s. And he worked with, for Standard Bank, I think, something, forensic investigation. So if he worked for a financial institution and forensic investigation department, so I'm gonna go ahead and assume that he knows what he's doing, especially when it comes to investigating anything disappearing money, anything related to money disappearing. Now, this whole thing is smelling a lot of technicalities. A lot. Now, the beautiful part is that anyone that have followed, that have followed at least 10 or 15 minutes of these proceedings knows that the judge is always saying slow down, especially, and that was pretty much the poll of, Jennifer Hamquire's, the madam was too fast. The judge every now and then was like, okay, just slow down, slow down. Just slow down. Now, it's not that, they want you to slow down so that they just want to waste time. No. That's the most important part that we must, pick from this. The judge likes to point out that both the court and the counsels are taking notes. The judge, aka the court, is taking notes so that in their judgment, they basically write down exactly what you said. Not what they think you said, no, what you said. The prosecution said this and this and this and this. They brought a witness who said this and this and this and this and this and this and this. This was an examination in chief of the witnesses or the investigating officer brought by the prosecution. These are, examination in chief and cross-examination of the accused or the applicants, if you're talking about bail. All these things, they are putting them in there so that when they come to their judgment, we don't all jump and start going, that judge is just corrupt. I knew this was going to be fishy from no. If you can binge watch 13 seasons of a TV show, you can watch an hour a day of a court proceeding. Because this whole thing of just watching a 5 seconds TikTok video on a whole case that took place on a span of 2 months, in case of Fish Rot, 5 years of pretrial, I'm never committing a crime not in public office, I swear, are you? Because I'm telling you, 5 years in pretrial, by the time that you go to jail, all the money that you stole, you have spent all of it on lawyers. So it makes corruption very pointless. But that's just me. That's how I'm looking at it. If I'm going to steal millions of dollars, at least I want to chop the money. Not spend of it or you know, all of it on some lawyers. I just don't want to mention any names. I feel like the anti-corruption and the police, let me just say, use the word security cluster, because this will involve reserve and everyone else, you know, NDF and everyone. These guys that are fighting, more like a security cluster, crime fighting guys. Is it just me or these guys and law firms goes, you know, what they do is very contrary to one another. How do I put this? The security cluster guys, they want to make sure that there is zero crime in the country. You do realize if we pull that off, His Worship is not going to have a job, right? If anti-corruption, and this is just my own analysis here, and I'm a comedian, not an analyst. Now, if the anti-corruption 100% fights corruption in the country, and it's all taken out, it's obliterated, zero. First of all, the anti-corruption themselves will not have anything to investigate. Therefore, technically, you would be telling them, oh yeah, boss, no, thank you very much for fighting corruption. I mean, our country is star-spangly awesome. Now, we're not saying we don't need you now, even though low-key that's exactly what we're saying. Now that we have, gotten rid of corruption, could you please get another job? Thank you. And, before we leave, my lord, judge, since you don't have anyone to, you know, to, any case to adjudicate on, and prosecution, oh, yeah, gather him, since you don't have, any case to prosecute anymore, because, I mean, everyone is perfecto, so, have you tried, you know, I don't know, security guard, you know, just, please get another job, because, well, we don't have corruption in, which is why this is one of those things that I like to say, well, these are some of the things that we don't like to acknowledge, that they have somewhat a bright side. I know. In this case, when you look at it, corruption is technically a way of creating employment for law firms, anti-corruption, Namibian police, and making a lot of Namibians very angry. And when they go out there to relieve that stress, when they are, relieve that stress by drinking, they are supporting Namib breweries. I'm telling you, some of these things, we are just looking at it from the dark side, but low-key, they have a bright side. I'm really going to need bodyguards after this. Pardon moi. So, as much as we don't like to acknowledge it, corruption is also creating employment. So, corruption itself, or just corruption allegation, is also creating employment. Now, I know we are going to differ on this, but just hear me out. Corruption creates employment for the anti-corruption, for the police, for comedians, because, well, I'm here making my money, because, well, thanks to the Namco guys and the, you know, Fish Road guys. Although the Fish Road guys, the jokes are not even funny anymore. You guys must get the heck out of there. Or just, please just go to jail and let's get this over with. Because, well, you can only tell a joke for so long, then it becomes very boring. So, Fish Road at this point, they are not creating employment for comedians. They are creating depression. And, which is also, well, creating employment for the pharmaceutical industry, but, just for the sake of my sanity, please, if I hear another Fish Road word again, Speaking of which, the court will be busy tomorrow. That's the High Court with that case of Fish Rot tomorrow. The judges at this point, the presiding officer really want to take that court to trial. Because 5 years of pre-trial will just make everyone go, are they sentenced yet? No, they're still applying for bail. No, they're still talking about poker. Not poker, the card games. It's a Prevention of Organized Crime Act. Section 26. What does it say again? The maneuverability of selling your assets to afford lawyers. Eish. There are some of the assets owned by the Fish Rot homies. For those of you that, last time I followed that case about, I think that was that was in February, where it was pointed out that, some of the assets that are not, in the fridge yet, because they are outside of the Namibian jurisdiction, some of them are jewelries. And I can understand shares in companies that are in South Africa. I understand that. But jewelries? You're telling me you have so many jewelries, you have some of them in South Africa? You can't have all your watches in Namibia? Really? Nice. Look, I want to be that loaded without the 5 years pre-trial corruption allegations, the scandal. I just want to be, I just want the loaded part, not the, pre-trial in 5 years. Look, this may come out as very odd to most of you Christians out there that are waiting until marriage. But for some of us that like to get laid every now and then, forget 1 year. 6 months! And I can't sleep. 1 year, I'm gonna go nuts. But 5 years! Aye. Look, as long as I have conjugal rights, maybe, just maybe I can handle that. But 5 years! Look. I think I'm beginning to understand why a lot of people, after spending a long time in prison, have been observed by, the comedy industry, to have one arm, more muscular than the other. This is most likely their dominant hand is going to be more muscular than the other. It's going to be bigger. We thought it was just push-ups and lifters. It turns out, it's actually more than that. Don't ask and don't Google that for the sake of your sanity. That's if you are, if you are under 15. If you are over 15, chances are very high. Unfortunately for our society today, I'm pretty sure you know what we're talking about. But, if you don't, when you die, you, heaven, just straightforward, no checkpoint. But if you understand that, hey, when you die, you're for you, heaven, have you once. Now, let's just take a quick break to do my techie setup here so that when the stream comes, we just switch, since we only have 11 minutes left. Mind the Gap with Helmut on Eagle FM.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Good morning, and welcome back. If you welcome back, if you joined us from the morning, from when I started, it's still morning. If you just tuned in, this is Mind the Gap Comedy Show. You know that thing, you know that creative art where someone says something funny, and then if you say have a sense of humor, then you laugh. And I like to point out the fact that I wouldn't actually mind if the people that don't understand jokes just so offended that they start dropping off and dying like ants, and then so that we are only left with people that only have a sense of humor, you know, so that we can have the comedy industry thriving again. So if you have a heart attack, so if I say something you find offensive and you are very angry and your heart explodes and you die, I'll be very happy. So, I mean, you'll be dying for comedy. You'll be dying for comedy. Thank you very much for not having a sense of humor. Now, if you have a sense of humor and you are one of those people that just laugh your lungs out, please live long. We don't want people like you dying. You know, they are not a lot of you. They are not a lot. So tap yourself on the shoulder and say, we are not a lot. Now, before we continue, let me just point out, now before we come back from the look of things, their live stream indicates that they are going to start at 10 o'clock. That's in 8 minutes. Oh, man. Relax, African time. African time. You see, I'm an avid user of social media, TikTok now, to be exact. So now the thing is, what's going on is, oh, dear Lord. I like to remind people something they want, I want to remind people something they want to forget. For a very long time, especially in terms of leadership structure, we were told that, you know what, and this is a tip, you know, this is standard geopolitical, way of doing things. You can imagine during the height of the Soviet Union, they told everyone that their leadership or their way of leading is the only right way to run a country in the world. And everything that was emerging out of the West was just utter nonsense. But you know what's going on today? It's actually the opposite. And you have, a lot of countries that, basically goes around telling everyone that, democracy, the way that it's practiced in the West is the only way to run a country. And anything outside of that leadership blueprint, if I can call it that, is just absolute nonsense, and it have to be stopped before it rises. Now, here's the thing. I've come to a point where I look at countries, and look, I'm not a very smart guy, so I like to, compress things so that I can look at them from a smaller scale. I don't want to deal with the intricacies of running a country, so I picture countries around the world, over 190 something of them. I picture them, believe me, there's one lady in the Trump administration who is going viral, or actually who went viral. Oh yeah, she is going viral for saying that, over 200 countries signed out to something that the administration is running, and everyone went, over 200 countries? You don't know how many countries are in this world, do you? And in that position, over 200 countries. Yeah. And I was like, that explains the leadership. Because if you have someone that is in charge of any part of your media, and they don't even know how many countries, at least according to the United Nations list, are there in the world. Oh, you cooked. You are cooked up. Moving on, I like to remind people that in the world of geopolitics, Nothing is new. If Namibia was a superpower today, we would be telling everyone that, you know what, the Namibian way of doing things is the right, is the only right way. Any other way of doing things, you know, that you see with the Chinese, the Japanese, the Korean, you know, the Americans, the Russian, the European, that's just absolute garbage. Every superpower have told that to their people. The Portuguese told that when they are superpower. The French told that to their people in the superpower. The Spanish did that. The British did that. The British went across the world to do what? To civilize, because they stupidly believed that unless you are white and Christian, you are living a savage lifestyle, and therefore civilizing is required. And you know what that is today? That's the US today. They're doing the exact same thing, where they just look at China and go like, but you don't have, you know, you only have one political party. Therefore, well, that's not democracy. Now, at this point, ask yourself one question. Who is defining democracy? Now, especially when it comes to leadership, the reason why a lot of Western politicians like to criticize, leadership styles like the one that you see with the Chinese Communist Party today, is because it doesn't look like something they are familiar with. Now, was that 2022 or 2023, you know, the governor of Illinois, who gave a speech of how to identify an idiot. And he made some very compelling points that he managed to convince me. I believe the gentleman's name was Pritzker, and he's one of those, very household names, millionaires, if not billionaires, but homeboy is brilliant. Now, according to him, that human beings, it's very natural for us. Every time that we see something we are not familiar with, paranoia kicks in. And the almost exact words that he used was, every time that we come across something we are not familiar with, we come to two conclusions, and the two conclusions that comes into our heads is, it's either fear or judgment. Every time that we come across something we are not familiar with, someone we don't know, the first thing is, it's either we are going to be afraid of them, or we are going to start judging them. And we are all guilty of this. We all look at each other's cultures and go like, oh my God, you do that in your culture? That's just dumb. And I like to use two examples. Anyone who is not familiar with my region and they go to Kavango and find people, you know, making kapana out of a crocodile, they will be like, oh my God, you guys do that? I mean, at least we eat cats, not crocodiles. Crocodiles, that's just terrible. And at this point, every Kavango look at you, you eat what now? You eat cats? Are you high? Crocodiles are perfect. You can eat cats. Those are just very mushy and cute and cuddly. That's if you want to sound white. If you want to sound black, yeah, there's no way you're mixing cute and cuddly with a cat if you're black. That's if you're one of those, black people that have made enough money, you start looking at yourself as a white person. This is one thing that I like about, about black people. The richer black people become, the more they adopt, white culture. They start listening to, Jupiter, the planets, and they start, reading sonnets. They start, listening to Chariot of Fire. No broke person listens to Chariot of Fire. I am broke, but I know that music. That's because I've seen, I like symphony. Now, and definitely not talking from experience. Now, classical music is called classical music because, first of all, If you are broke, it's boring. Unless you are a nerd. Or you just happen to like music. Not nothing to do with nerds at all. But Jupiter is awesome. And so is Chariots of Fire. So I'm just cooking myself here. Now, anyway. Moving on. Away from that friendly fire. We look at someone, you know, every time we come across something or someone we are not familiar with, we are either going to, the natural instinct in a response to something or someone we don't know, it's either rooted in judgment or fear. And that's natural. Now, Mr. Priska points out, again, a very interesting way of looking at things is that, if you look at it from an evolutionary standpoint, don't ask. For a very long time that we did not live in urbanized big areas, which we call secure from wild animals, not very secure from, you know, politicians and tura boys, is that, you needed that instinct to survive in the jungle. If you come across something that you are not familiar with, you needed to stay away from it because who knows, it could eat you, literally or figuratively. Unfortunately, my mind needs bleach. I think we're gonna need a dry cleaning chemicals on this one. But here's the thing. It's either you are going to be afraid of someone you don't know, or you will start judging them. So, then Mr. Priska points out that, for us to live in a multicultural, multi-tribal, multi-religious environment, we will have to learn to suppress that natural instinct of judging people or things we don't know before getting to know it. A lot of us just grew up thinking, well, any Chinese knows Kung Fu. But that's not true. Actually, not Chinese, any Asian. Actually, first of all, that's how you see that we are terrible judges of character. Everyone with Asian facial features, we just throw them in what? Chinese bucket. Someone can come from South Korea, Japan, Cambodia, if they, as long as they have tiny eyes, Chinese. And at this point, every Chinese is looking at us and going, oh, for the love of God. No. This one is Japanese. This one is Chinese. This one is Korean. And let me tell you one thing. In the very same, like all true neighbors, they hate the guts out of each other. In the very same way that, Africans, we like to run around saying, hey, pan-Africanism, black don't crack, strong and powerful black. But when we are left in the same room of just black people, boy, do we hate each other. Oh boy. We hate each other so much. We hate each other so much. We were colonized because we hate each other. Let me explain before you start saying, "Hey, no, we're colonized because white people are, white people are just evil." And let me explain this. Yes, white people are evil. Now, when I say white people are evil, what I mean is white people with money, not white people that are broke. Now, one reason why I don't involve broke white people in a lot of cooking that of white people that I do is, I don't think there's anyone on this earth that is more broke than a white person, because especially if they are in Africa, then you are now that means if you're white and you're broke in Africa, my sympathy is always with you before people that are black. Let me explain. It's because to me you are so broke. You don't even have melanin. That's how broke you are. That's poorer than poor. At least for me, I can be broke and I still have melanin. So the sun will be like, if it wasn't for that melanin, I'll go burn you. But for you now, on the other hand, even if you are broke, you don't have a choice but to get sunscreen. And that's very difficult when you're broke. I'm going to be honest with you. I've never used sunscreen. Because it, I mean, it's like, it's just a lot of redundancy for me. And also a lot of pretending. First of all, you're going to take a lot of convincing to convince me to start using, well, I mean, sunscreen. First of all, God already took care of that. Oh no, but it's good for your skin. But that's usually what people with money say to people that don't have money. Now, here's the question that I would like someone to help me answer before I start using sunscreen. Let's talk about my grandparents now, shall we? What type of sunscreen did they use? Oh no, well, they had some ointments they used to apply. Thank you very much. Let's get that ointment. It doesn't have any carcinogenic byproducts. I'm not saying don't use sunscreen. I'm just saying I don't see the reason why I should use it. I'm black. God already took care of that. Oh no, my skin is so sensitive. That's why, yeah, good, fine, Ben. Look, if I'm going to Ben, I'm going to wait for hell. I don't want to start now. I think a bunch of people end up needing sunscreen because they don't make time to step out of the sun, to step out and walk into the sun every now and then. You need to be exposed to bacteria so that your immune system can exercise, so that when you get attacked by something big, at least your immune system can defend you. Now, the thing is, we take medications for everything. And therefore, our immune system is just lying on a couch, gaining weight, because it have not exercised in a very long time. The moment a flu bacteria comes into your mouth, you are in the ICU. Oh no, my body is very sensitive. Yes, it is. Allow me to explain to you why your body is very sensitive. One, you eat a lot of crappy food you have labeled as good food, and you stay away from all the healthy food that you have have classified as traditional food. And now what your dumb behind doesn't know is that, I know, but I really like pizza. That's Italian tradition, you idiot. So that means, that's like an Italian saying, well, I don't want to eat pizza. I mean, I'm craving for mutete though. Newsflash. Mutete, traditional, African. Pizza, traditional, Italian. Sushi, traditional, Japanese. So every time you say traditional food, remind yourself of what I'm about to say. Every time you say, I don't really do traditional food, but then ask yourself, what did you have for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or what are you planning on having? And now, just do yourself a favor and try to Google, for the love of God. I didn't say ChatGPT, I said Google. What is the origin of that food? You are going to find that every type of food is traditional to someone. I don't understand Africans. Guys, if you don't know what is embarrassing about Africa, we are the only ones who will gather around and then we're having white wedding. Any one of you guys white? No. Well, I'm from Kavango and she's from Hangwena. Now, but we're still having white wedding. Again, any one of you white? Nope. I'm in Pukushu. Wait, what? Let's go with Fambo on this one. I don't want to be specific because, I was this close to saying Balano. I know someone who'd murder me if I did that. Now, here's the thing. The thing is, our degree of stupidity needs a scientific investigation as Africans. Now, where was I? White people with money. Every time I say white people are this and this and this, especially something negative, especially when it comes to colonialism, that's for white people with money. White people that are broke, chances are very high those guys just came in and went like, oh dear Lord. Here is another oppression again. We just reign from kings and queens who were given power by the gods, who loves all of us equally, but then just took the power and gave it to them and their family only. That's one terrible god. But anyway. So, taking a few steps back. So everything is cultural to someone. Everything is traditional to someone. Every time you say, well, this whole traditional food thing. Look, every time I hear someone saying, well, I don't eat traditional food, I look at them going like, yeah, there's no way you and I can be friends. There is no way you and I can be friends, because that's a reflection of your stupidity. Like, that's how much you have no clue about what defines tradition. You actually have no clue what you're doing, especially when it comes to eating. Now, I feel like the reason why people have a lot of crappy immune system is because they like to eat everything clean. Pick something from the garbage every now and then. Eat it. Let that immune system exercise. If something falls on the floor, have a 5-second rule, or you pick it and eat. Let that immune system exercise. People are so poisoning themselves after this. That's on you. Taking culinary advice from a comedian. What's more dumber than that? Actually, there's something dumber than that. You know, driving drunk and then getting in an accident and then blaming your village people. No, you drove drunk. Your village people have nothing to do with this. It's your own stupidity that ended up with you in a coma. You're welcome. Un momento, s'il vous plaît.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is EagleFM Namibia.
Great news! Imper just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imper? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Welcome back. African time. Oh, yeah. No, that's just people complaining. So, where are we? Damn Africans are those ones that call themselves Africans and go like, well, you know what? Traditional this, traditional that. I don't do that now. What I would like to... Now, let's get back to leadership. Every time that I hear this whole debate between socialism, communism, you know, this and that, and, you know, what's this open market, blah, blah, blah. To avoid me dealing with all the technicalities that come with all this political jargons and diplomatic nonsense, I like to look at countries as a village, where you have different homesteads. Now, one thing about homesteads from an African standpoint is that every homestead is going to have a leader, whether that's a father or grandfather or great-grandfather, father or, you know, grandmother, grandfather, you know, you have these elders that are in charge of that household. Now, no households are run the same. Each and every household is run by the rules that is made as they see fit by the leaders of that household. In the same, just look at radio stations, for example. We have a lot of radio stations in Namibia, but can you imagine if we all adopted the same way of doing things? Now, can you imagine if one radio station kept telling all other radio stations, well, you guys have it wrong because you are not doing the same, you are not doing things the same way that we are. Now, Eagle FM does not play music Monday to Friday. We only play music Saturday and Sunday because we are a talk radio. It's a talk radio. It's a radio station that emphasizes discussions more than entertainment. Albeit from 9:30 to 11, even the even the entertainment aspect of things that Eagle FM does, it's all centered around the, it's all centered around, the way that the radio station does its things. From 9:30 to 11, we could have just said, okay, you know what, we're going to have a DJ who will play music, from 9:30 to 11. But they're like, you know what, we want a form of entertainment that's centered around talking so that it can reflect in our talk radio station tradition. There we go. And then you have, just like that, 2022, you have yours truly here. You're welcome. So, this whole nonsense of countries telling each other, oh no, you are not running your country properly because you are not running it in the same way that I am running mine. At this point, every nation's leader is going to look at you and going like, well, that's okay because, well, you are running your country the way that you see fit. How about I just run mine the way that I also see fit? And you know what? What happens in geopolitics if a leader does that? They are called all kinds of names under the sun. Dictatorship. The first four letters of that word always, you know, I don't know. And it turns out, well, it's also a name in a lot of Western countries, so, I don't think I would want my, you know, a name like that. No, anyway. So, I'm not saying that, all ways of running a country are good ways of running a country. I'm just saying it doesn't make sense for me that, presidents, for example, if you get presidents all around the world, put them in one room and you ask them, how do you run your family? How do you run your family? How do you run your family? You are going to come up with 100 different ways of each and every single one of them, how they run their family. You're going to run into some of them that have multiple wives. You are going to run into some of them that will tell you, well, I don't want to get married. I'm not married yet. And then some of them will tell you, well, I have 3-4 kids. I'm a grandfather, or I'm a great grandfather in case of Cameroon, or I'm a great grandfather. That's still Cameroon. He's 95. Now, anyway. Also running for office. His final term, if he's successful, come October when the Cameroonians head for the polls, his final term is going to end when he's, 99, I think? Or 100 something there? No. Jesus will come and that man is still in office. You're going to come up with 100 ways. So, as a comedian now, not a political analyst or any type of analyst, I look at this and go like, okay, so, I don't understand politics, do I? Because you have a bunch of people that run their lives differently, that run their families differently, but they feel like countries, they can run countries the same way. I mean, I don't get it. And you know what's, now when you look at the way that countries do their things, you see that, no system is 100% accurate. No, absolutely not. Take infrastructure development, for example. The Chinese will propose a project today and start, you know, that project tomorrow. In the West, that's the same model we adopted, by the way. If a project is proposed today, that project is going to be initiated in 2040. If we start discussing a speed hump today, by the time that we decide to go ahead with that speed hump, that road is so old it needs renovation. Now, that's where I go like, isn't it obvious that as long as the people in that country are happy, now this is how I would actually look at geopolitics. As long as the people in your country are good with the way that you do things, I wouldn't mind. Now, how do you analyze? How do you assess that people are happy? I don't know. Oh, okay. The live stream is here. Let's continue with the examination in chief of Mr. Inabao from the investigating officer from ACC. We're still in cross examination from the look of things.